While the League of American Bicyclists still gives Tucson gold status, it did not upgrade our community to top-level platinum in its recently released study. The League cites two areas where our city is deficient: safety and low ridership. Steve Wilson is a bike ambassador with the Pima County Department of Transportation. He says while Tucson did not achieve platinum status, the gold designation is still impressive.
Well, it's really tough compared to some of the places that have it. Like, you know, you're looking, I think, Davis, California, Portland, Oregon, I think maybe Boulder, Colorado. You know, if you go to each of those places, you definitely see a little more or a lot more ingrained bike culture, a much greater number of people out there. The big advantage that Tucson has, obviously, is that the weather's good all year round. There's an awful lot of striped shoulders on the streets. But the number of utilitarian cyclists, people that go on errands to the store or people that actually commute to work, is relatively low here compared to the other platinum cities.
Wilson says connectivity of bike routes in Tucson is growing and should benefit us in the long run.
The idea of you got a piece of bike path here, a piece of bike path there, but there's this little piece in between where they're not connected. And that's a real inhibitor for a lot of people that are afraid to get out there. And so the city's done a really nice job of going in and filling in some of the gaps, and the county has as well. So as you look around at the bike map each time it comes out, there's a whole lot more very long stretches where you can go.
Michael McKisson is an avid Tucson bike rider and also operates the biking website TucsonVelo.com. He agrees with Wilson that the city has some problems that keep it from attaining platinum status, but it has plenty of bike lanes.
Tucson has the distinction of having the most on-street bike lanes of any community in the country. It's up somewhere around 600 miles of bike lanes and bike routes. But what we found is that bike lanes are great for some people. The people who are already confident, already don't mind riding in traffic, they're going to ride on a bike lane and be fine. What sort of the research around the country is finding is that you're only going to get a limited number of people who feel comfortable, you know, riding on, say, Grant or riding on Campbell with a bike lane.
Despite the many bike lanes, McKisson says the cities with platinum status have numerous designated bike boulevards, an area where Tucson is deficient.
And we only have in Tucson one official bike boulevard, and that's 4th Avenue, Fontana. It's been probably about a year since it was officially finished. But we've got routes like 3rd Street, which is the most popular bike route in Tucson. It goes through the neighborhood the whole way, you know, from basically the University of Arizona out to Swan. It's neighborhood streets. And we've seen that works. People love that street because there's not a lot of traffic on it. It's only residential people who live on the street. And then there's safe crossings at all the major intersections.
Tucson bicyclist Michael McKisson says he commutes about 5 miles a day to the University of Arizona, where he works as an instructor in the School of Journalism. But other people have much longer commutes, so they simply don't ride. He says people who travel a great distance to work should try to drive part of the way and bike the rest, gradually working up to longer rides. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.